Simon Ayin Test. Discussion of the halachas of having tzoya excrement within one's domain when he is saying the Torah, Tfila, Kishma, Sifas. So we learned this whole halacha from the pasuk, "V'hoyo machaneh kodesh." Your machaneh, your encampment should be kodesh. Shouldn't have foul smelling things in this area when you're learning. Stam machaneh of a Jew is when he's learning. The Jew's always learning. Therefore, the shear of a machaneh is four amas. Not only when the actual excrement is within 4 amas of him, but even if it's out of the 4 amas, further away than 4 amas, but the smell goes into his 4 amas also problematic, because the fact that there's this foul smell within his 4 amas also renders his machana not kodesh. Even if he has a condition that he can't smell, you go by a person who can smell, because the issue has nothing to do with him, it has to do with the place. This place is not a place which is fitting for Amshad Kedusha. And therefore, if this place has a foul smell, then it doesn't make sense whether he smells it or not. Now another fish. If it's in front of him, it's also as long as he can see it. So, question is, where did this come from? Machaneh has 4 amas. Just because you see it doesn't become your machaneh. There's two explanations. One, Rashi understood it that the pasuk says, "Lo yeirah b'chol ev vasdovon, lo yimachaneh hakodesh." The first pasuk is going on not seeing the kedusha in front of an erva, and the second one is don't say davar shem kedusha when there's excrement. Rashi says we learn lo yeirah b'chol is also going on the Machaneh Kodesh. And when you have the problem of the excrement, it's also totally in Re'iyah. So, based on this, there's a Kula also. Because there's a difference between the Pasuk of Eves Dover and the Pasuk of Machaneh Kodesh. Eves Dover is only when you speak out the Divrei Torah. So, in front of an Erev, you're not allowed to think of that Divrei Torah. You're not allowed to speak them out. By the excrement, you're not allowed to even think about the Divrei Torah. If the person's in the bathroom or in a place where there's open sewage, you're not allowed to think about the Divrei Torah. So, this thing that's out of my 4 amas, and I can see it, is learned from the first pasuk, which only asks Diba, or the second pasuk, which asks Diba. Where the Rashba learns, it's only asking Diba, because it's learned from the first pasuk. But the Rashba says no. The machaneh of a person is not only defined by 4 amas, it's also what you see is also considered your machaneh. Whatever's Dover, by machaneh kodesh, it's the Re'iyah defines it as the machaneh. That's the case. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, there's room to say that it will be also even to think the Divrei Torah if there's an excrement within his line of vision. Yeah. Now, it's another Kiddush that if we're saying that the Isser is by the fact that I can see it, but other than that, it's really out of my machna, so why are we asking even at night or you're blind and you can't see it? So, the Maisa, that's a good question, but that's the halacha. That doesn't make a difference. So according to the Rush, it's a little bit easier, because the Rush says that we define your machaneh by the place that you can't see. So it's not telling you once again, it's telling you the person would be able to see that it's included in the machaneh. According to the Rush, we're going to have to say also that when it says you shouldn't see it means you shouldn't be in a position that you could potentially see it. That's good enough to make a problem. As far as machaneh is the Rush from the Rush, the halacha gives a few other inconvenience. For example, if you could see it, if it's in another room. So, according to the Rosh, that seeing it puts it into your machaneh, that's only if it's in the same room. But if it's clearly in a different room, it's a different machaneh, even if you could see it, would not be a problem. My sense seems to be that we do pass that as also if you see it in another room. According to the Rosh, for sure it's also because anything you could see is also. And so maybe according to the Rosh, it's also because, since you can see it, that also connected to you. But the other chiluk we mentioned before is that according to the Rosh, you'll be Yisra. If you can see the Tzoya, you also even to think in the Tzoya, whereas according to the Rosh, we'll be permitted, once again, it'll be Machmid. So if you can see excrement, even though it's more than 4 hours away, you should not even think in the Tzoya.